Erev Tov everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone is safe and healthy and continuing our limud on tefillah. We know that we're middle of Psukei Dezimra, we're middle of the tefillah of Hodu, and we pointed out last time about the origin and the history of Hodu. The first half of Hodu, we got through the first quarter, but the first half of Hodu is from Divrei Hayamim Perek Tezayin. This was a tefillah, this was a kapitel written, a song written by David HaMelech that he gave to Asaf and to all the Levim to sing when they were bringing the Karban Tamid in the morning and in the afternoon, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but by the Aron in Yerushalayim, right? We know that David HaMelech did not build the Beis HaMikdash, it was left for Shlomo HaMelech. But what happened was that David HaMelech did bring the Aron back to Yerushalayim after it was captured by the Plishtim, and it went through a number of different journeys. And David HaMelech ultimately brings it to Yerushalayim and had a carbon offered by it every morning and afternoon. So last time we spoke about the first quarter of Hodu, which was the song that was sung by the Tamid in the morning. What we're going to focus on tonight are the psukim Chav Gimel through Lamed Vav in Divrei Hayamim Tezayin, which is the song that was sung by the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, by the afternoon offering. The song by the morning offering, what we learned last week, the beginning of Hodu, really is about the origin of Am Yisrael, about the Jewish people, and about the unique relationship that Hashem has with us. And that is reflected in Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. The song by the Tamid Shel Shachar, by the morning offering, is to reflect on Hashem's kindness and how we've come so far and where we are. And Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Hashem had a unique relationship with our ancestors. And Al Tigu B'Mishichai V'Neviyei Al Tareyu, the very last pasuk of the morning song, was saying, don't touch my anointed ones, my important appointed ones, and don't harass my prophets. And we quoted the Gemara in Shabbos that that's actually referring to the Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, the Jewish children learning Torah in Yeshiva, and the Talmidei Chachamim, because when we're talking about the Jewish people and giving thanks for the history and the present of the Jewish people, we know that we are guided by the Torah and kept alive, the Gemara says elsewhere, by the Torah of the children and Talmidei Chachamim as our guide, as the Einei Ha'eda, the eyes able to guide us forward through all of the difficulties. And now we shift. Pasuk Chav Gimel shifts in the afternoon song that was said at the afternoon offering, focuses on a much more universal theme, and it's actually talking about the future, what's going to happen on that great day with the Geula Shleima, with the complete redemption. And it's interesting because, as we said, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha, in the morning we talk about the Chesed of Hashem, how we've gotten here, all of our beautiful history with Hashem and the love of Hashem that we've experienced. And now we are coming to the afternoon offering, and what is that about? That's really about Emunas Chabalelos, that at night we talk about matters of faith. And what is a matter of faith? A matter of faith is the Geula Shleima, the ultimate redemption, that we Be'ezus Hashem, Achakel B'chol Yom Sheyavo, that we're constantly waiting for and anticipate coming. And so when David HaMelech wrote the second half of this song, that to be sung in the afternoon, it's reflecting a very, very different theme than the morning. And as always, I recommend having a sitter when we will be learning through davening. That's really what we're trying to do, trying to understand davening. And the truth is, many of these phrases from this part of davening are also found in Tehillim Tzadi Vav, 96. Why will some of these words from 96 sound familiar? Well, first of all, we say them in Hodu, but also Kapitel Tzadi Vav, chapter 96 of Psalms, is sung every week as part of Kabbalah Shabbos. For those that come on Shabbos Mevarchim, when we do a Karlbach Friday night, when we sing a little bit more than normal, so many of the phrases that we say in Hodu every morning are phrases that we sing with great gusto together on the weeks of Shabbos Mevarchim, special singing Kabbalah Shabbos. So let's start right away. Shiru Lashem Kol Haaretz, Basru Miyom El Yom Yishuaso, Shiru Lashem Kol Haaretz. Again, we're not talking about only the Jewish people now. David HaMelech is saying Shiru Yashiru Hashem Kol Haaretz. All of the world, all of the earth should sing out to God. And as we said, what is the lashon of shir, to sing? So we know there are many expressions, but shir, again, from the Mishnayos in Masechet Shabbos, a shir is also like a leash. It's also a way that a human being would hold on to their animal, onto different types of animals. It talks about having the sheir. And therefore, Shiru Hashem Kol Haaretz, when we sing, it shows that connection to Hashem. A person sings when they recognize that Hashem is leading us, that Hashem is holding the leash, Hashem is really in control. So that's when we sing. And David HaMelech is saying, the day will come when Kol Haaretz, everyone is going to recognize this. Basru miyom el yom Yeshua. So that Basru means we should announce miyom el yom, from each and every day, Yeshua, so his salvation. And what does that mean? What does that mean? That every day we recognize their Yeshua Hashem. Every day we recognize that Hashem saves us. And that is, of course, something we've spoken about many, many times. Rav Salvechik explains the Rambam's opinion, Maimonides' opinion, that it's an obligation to daven every day. From the Torah, there's an obligation to daven every day. But it seems that the Ramban has many proof texts that it's only an obligation to daven when it's Be'ez Tzara, in a time of distress. There's a unique mitzvah to daven when it's a fast day, when it's a calamity. So Zokhtar of Soloveitchik, he quotes, and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik talks about this. Rav Aaron talks about it even, I think, more expanded. I think Rav Aaron actually has the idea that the Rambam really holds that the only time you have to daven that's an obligation from the Torah is Be'ez Tzara, in a time of distress. But the Rambam says a human being recognizes that our existence is so feeble and so frail that every day that we're alive, we're experiencing Yeshua Hashem. Every day that we're alive, we're experiencing divine salvation. So David HaMelech is saying that the whole world will recognize this. Yeshua Hashem Kol Haaretz. Basru miyom el yom Yeshua. So each and every day, you should announce Hashem's salvation. Unbelievable. Hashem saved me today. You know why? I made it through a day. Baruch Hashem. Unbelievable. So that's Sapru, that's Basru miyom yom Yeshua. So Sapru vagoyim es kivodo b'chol ho'amim niflosav. So Rav Hir, I believe this was Rav Hirsch, I saw that he says, what's the difference between bagoyim and amim? Goyim, nation, is referring to a people as a political entity. That's why Sapru v'agoyim es kevodo. Political entities, nation states, it's all about the glory and about the honor. But b'chol ha'amim niflosav, amim, nations, those are referring to either ethnic or societal groups. And you see the wonders of Hashem's world with so many different societies, so many different groups all together. Continuing on, ki gadol Hashem u'ol mod v'nor al kol Elohim, that Hashem is greater and more praised, obviously, only fear of Hashem from all other gods. Ki kol Elohei ha'amim elilim, that all the gods of the nations, whatever society, and again, notice, we don't talk about goyim, we don't talk about the political entities, because very often the political entities, that is the greatest power, right? There's no God over the political entities. But when we talk about Amim, when we talk about ethnic groups and society, so they do have gods. But yet we say all of those gods, Kol Amim Elohei Amim Elilim. Elilim is El Lo, that their gods are nothing, right? What does that mean, their gods are nothing? We know that when they bowed to pieces of wood and pieces of metal, that really is stupid. But what about when they bowed to the sun? The sun has power, the sun has great significance, right? So that's exactly what David HaMelech is telling us. In the end of days, we'll say, Kol Amim Elilim V'Hashem Shomai Masa. You know why? Because Hashem made everything. Hashem's in control of everything. You're gonna pray to the sun. And by the way, we know, the Rambam tells us in his Laws of Idolatry, that's how actually all idolatry started. When people started worshiping and started saying, oh, let me give praise not only to Hashem, but also to the sun. The son of Hashem deserves, meaning son, not the child of the sun and the moon and the wind and the clouds and the stars of God. We should praise them. No. Kol Amim Elilim. The Elo. They're not gods. They have no independent power. Hashem Shamay Masa. Hashem made everything. Everything comes only from the Ribono Shel Olam. And then we continue on. Hod v'hadar l'fanav v'oz v'chedav v'mkomo. Hod v'hadr l'fanav oz v'ched v'mkom with the Ralbag. The Ralbag is one of the Rishonim Gersonides, not as well-known Gersonides, but the Ralbag, he says a beautiful taich. This pasuk literally, hod. Hod is glory. What does glory mean? Things that are worthy of being glorified, things that are being worthy of held up and praised. Hadar and beauty. L'fanav. That's in front of him. Oz, strength, v'chedva, and joy, bimkomo, are in his place. And the Ralbag says, we think that there are things worthy of being glorified and praised that are outside of Hashem, that are independent from living a life of godliness and Torah mitzvahs, hadar, true beauty, right? There's external beauty, but what's the essence of beauty? L'fanav, that's only in front of Hashem. The greatest expression of beauty, the greatest expression of glory is lefanav, is when they're brought in front of Hashem. And we know Yafta Lekim Liefis, V'yishkon Ba'alei Shem, that Yefis, the son of Noach, that has beauty, grace, that's nice, V'yishkon Ba'alei Shem, but it needs to dwell in the tent of Shem, right? In the tent of Noach son Shem, who is, of course, the ancestor to Avram Avinu, the progenitor of really Am Yisrael. And so therefore, and Oz, strength, the chedva, joy. What do you think that is? You think Oz is in these military parades? That's not it. That's not it. The chedva, real joy. You think joy, where's joy? In a football stadium when people are there? What's joy? So that's Mimkomo. That's only in the place of Hashem do you really find this. When you think things to really praise, to glorify, things that bring glory, things of great beauty, of great strength and joy, that's all the fun of Bimkomo, the Ralbag says. David HaMelech is telling us it's at the end of the days that we'll recognize this. Right now, we still think there are things worthy of being glorified outside of Hashem, outside of a meaningful life of spirituality, right? We think strength might be in something external. No. That's all b'mekom, that's all the fun of, and that's something that ultimately, at the end of days, we'll come to recognize. Havu l'Hashem mishpichos am, havu l'Hashem kavod v'oz. The families of those nations, of those different ethnic groups, they'll come, they'll give to Hashem his honor and his strength, again, recognizing. Havu l'Hashem kavod shemo, recognizing that Hashem, all the world will see this, and Si'u Mincha Uva Lufanov Hishtachavu LaHashem B'Hadras Kodesh. Here, what's David HaMelech telling us? David HaMelech is telling us something that Yeshayahu HaNavi says that we just read is the Haftorah on Asar B'Tevis. We read as part of the Haftorah of all public fast days at Mincha on Erev Shabbos. It's a pasuk that's probably even more famous because of Yom Kippur davening and Rosh Hashanah davening. Vaviyosim al har kodshi v'simachtim b'veis tfilasi olosem v'zivchem l'rotzon al mizbichi ki beisi beis tfila yikarei l'chol ha'amim. Yeshayahu HaNavi tells us that it will be when the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, will be built, it will be a beis tfila l'chol ha'amim. It'll be a house of prayer for all the nations of the world. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us here. Se'u mincha uvo l'fanav ishtachav l'Hashem b'adrash kodesh. That the nations of the world, come, bring your gifts to Hashem and bow to Hashem b'hadras kodesh, in his gloried abode, in his holy, gloried abode. And then David HaMelech tells us something very, very, very interesting about how we very often reach out to Hashem. He says, chilu milfanav kol ha'aretz. Chilu means to tremble. The whole world will tremble. Milfanav, in front of him. Af tikon tevel baltimot. Af tikon tevel means, even when all the inhabitants of the world, tikon, they're in a good place. They're all firmly established. Everything is good. Baltimot, nothing slipping away, nothing slip-sliding away. What's David HaMelech telling us? That in the world today, when do people reach out to their gods? When do people are afraid of gods? When their lives get wrecked. And when they tremble, when they're afraid, right? When you hear thunder, right? The Gemara says that thunder makes people reach out to Hashem because they become afraid. So what David HaMelech is saying, that so often people are in awe and they have a fear that they ask God to help them. When the world is topsy-turvy, when the world is slip-sliding all over the place, David HaMelech will say, and again, real yiras Hashem, fear of God, doesn't mean, means the awe that you're going to wreck, God's presence is going to be so obvious. And David HaMelech is saying, "Chilu milfan of kol ha'aretz, af tikun tevel bal timod." Even when the world is good, when the world won't be topsy turvy, there won't be wars when Mashiach comes. Everything Baruch Hashem is going to be good. But yet, chilu milfan of kol ha'aretz. Everyone will still tremble because they'll be so overawed by the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. All the nations of the world, they'll be totally blown away. And then Yismichu Hashamayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz V'Yom V'Ragoyim Hashem Malach. Yismichu Hashamayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz. If you'll notice the Rashi Tevos, the first letters of those words, Yismichu Hashamayim Yud Hey V'Sogel Ha'aretz and Vav Hey. That spells out what? The name of Hashem. Because what David HaMelech is alluding to is that only at the end of days will the name of Hashem be complete. We know as long as evil exists in this world as personified by Amalek, the ideology of that nation Amalek, so we know that Chazal tell us the name of Hashem is not complete until Amalek is removed from the world. And therefore, David HaMelech is saying, Yismuchu Hashemayim Misagel Haaretz, there'll be total joy in the heavens, in the world of, in Ruchnius, Haaretz, and Gashmius. There'll be total joy. And with the recognition of Hashem's whole name, meaning the full expression of Hashem in the world, but that's only, Vayom V'Ragoyim Hashem Malach, only when the nations will recognize it. Because as long as there's the insidious, nihilistic philosophy of Amalek existent in the world, or of Salav said was expressed in communism, was expressed in Nazism. So therefore, Hashem's name is not complete in the world. So that's what David HaMelech is telling us. Yismuch Hashamayim V'Sogel Aretz V'Yom V'Ragoyim. And here is such a beautiful pshat. Listen to this pshat now. Yiram Hayam Umlo. I once heard Rav Moshe Wolfson talk about this. Someone once asked Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shlita Mashgiach of Torah V'Das, about climate change. Like, as Jews, should we be concerned about climate change? So he said, you know, obviously, Rav Lichtenstein, many talk about an obligation, la'avdo, la'shamra, that we have to the world, not to destroy the world. Hashem gave it as a gift, just like we're not supposed to destroy our body, we're not supposed to destroy a world. But look at these psukim from Divrei Hayom. Look what David HaMelech tells us. Yiram Hayom Umelo'o, Ya'alot Hasad V'chol Esher Bo, Oz yiraninu atzei hayar milfnei Hashem kivah l'shpodes aretz. The oceans and everything in it, the fields and everything in it, and the trees of the forests, they're all going to be singing to Hashem. Why? Milfnei Hashem, from in front of Hashem, kivah l'shpodes aretz. Because Hashem is going to come to judge the earth. What is l'shpodes aretz? What does that mean? They're all going to be happy. So, this was Rav Schwab, right? But Rav Wolfson says a similar thing, that the word shpot, to judge, is actually related to a word that means to bring order. Because what does a judge do? A judge brings order to society, right? So what is Hashem going to do at the end of days? Hashem, when he comes to judge, he's going to bring order, not only to the societies and to the nations, but he's going to bring order to the sea. He's going to bring order to the fields. He's going to bring order to the trees of the forest. And this is what he's saying, that this world, unfortunately, is really the natural world has been devastated by so much of human society and civilization. And Hashem's going to heal the world. Hashem's going to bring order. And Hashem will fill in the ozone layer. And those things will all be healed when Mashiach comes. That the world itself, nature itself, is going to be healed. And that's why the sea is going to sing. And that's why the field is going to exult. And that's why the trees of the forest are going to be rejoicing. But there is another pshat based upon the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. If you notice, it doesn't say the trees. It really says Atzei HaYo'ar. Could be, does it mean the wood? Does it mean Dafka, the trees? So the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis tells us that Asidin Kol Ilani Sarek Sheb Eretz Yisrael Sheyita'anu Peiris, that all the barren trees of the land of Israel, when the Mashiach comes, they're all going to give forth fruit. So some say this is Pshat. Oz Yiraninu, just like we say Oz Yashir, means then, at the end of days, everyone will sing. So Oz, then Yiraninu Atzei Hayar, that even the barren trees of Eretz Yisrael are going to sing, because they are going to be giving forth fruit. And then David HaMelech says, Hodu Lashem Kitov Ki Le'olam Chasto, which is the ultimate praise. Hodu Lashem Kitov Ki Le'olam Chasto. Hodu Lashem, give thanks to Hashem Kitov, because He is good. Everything that Hashem does is Tov. Ki Le'olam Chasto. Forever is His kindness. All the time. V'imru. And now David HaMelech tells everyone. He tells Asaf, the Levim, and he tells the people that we all need to say a specific prayer. Hoshienu Elokei Yeshenu. Right? David HaMelech v'imru. And say, Hoshienu Elokei Yeshenu. Our God of salvation, please help us. Please save us. V'kabtzenu v'atzilenu min ha'goyim. And gather us together and save us from the nation. L'hodos l'shem kodshecha l'shabeach b'si l'asecha. To give thanks to your holy name and to give praise, l'shtabeach, that we should be praised, b'si'il asecha, through your praise. But what's interesting is, when is David HaMelech saying this? When's he saying this prayer? This prayer is when, what? The Jewish people have brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. David HaMelech has expanded the borders of Eretz Yisrael. He's ready to build a Beis HaMikdash, but Hashem says, no, it has to be Shlomo HaMelech, your son, not you. But the Jewish people are in a great place. What does this mean that he's saying, Hashem, save us, v'kabtzenu, and gather us together and save us from the goyim? Well, what goyim do they need to be saved from? So listen to beautiful pshat and such a sad pshat. You know what David HaMelech recognizes? V'kabtzenu, Hashem, save us, v'kabtzenu, and gather us together. David HaMelech recognized that there was still great tension and there was great factions and fracturing within the Jewish people. We saw it in the book of Shoftim that led to a king, but we saw the divisions that we read about just in the past few parashas between B'nai Leah and B'nai Rachel. They still exist between the tribe of Binyamin that Shaul HaMelech comes from and the tribe of Yehuda that David HaMelech comes from. And David HaMelech is praying, V'kabtzenu Hashem, Hashem, save us. You know how? What's the greatest saving Hashem can do? Kapteinu, bring us all together. And when we're all brought together, Vatzileinu min ha'goyim, that's when we will really be saved from all of the nations. Lahoda, all the other nations, all the other political states, and then we'll be able to praise you fully. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Blesses Hashem, the God of Israel, min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. And this is actually what used to be said in the Beis HaMikdash. This was the form of a bracha. The Mishnah in Maseches Brachos actually tells us that they didn't say Melech HaOlam, they'd say Min HaOlam Ve'ad HaOlam. Because what is this tefillah of David HaMelech, this beautiful song? It's Min HaOlam Ve'ad HaOlam. It's from the beginning of our world here, from the beginning of the Jewish people, Ad HaOlam, until the Olam of Mashiach, Yimos HaMashiach. So he completes this magnificent song with this phrase, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam Ve'ad HaOlam. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, min ha'olam, from the beginning of the world, ad olam, until the next world. And so we know, remember we said that Yishayahu HaNavi says, this is the song that will be sung when Mashiach comes. Remember the Zohar HaKadosh, that this song, that's the beginning of Psukei DeZimra, or Nusach Svard, as the precursor to Psukei DeZimra, the bridge, the segue between Karbonos and Psukei DeZimra, that the Zohar says, this is the song that includes all other songs in it. And how does it end? Vayomru kol ha'am. And again, this is a quote. This isn't part of the song. But in Divrei Hayamim, after David presented the song to Asaf, to the Levim, to be sung for all the Jewish people, and this is when David HaMelech is dancing, bringing the Aron in. Vayomru kol ha'am. Amen. V'halel Hashem. They said, Amen. Right? Amen means Kel Melech Ne'aman. The God of might, that's the lawgiver and is faithful. Right, the God of creation, of Matan Torah, giving us the law, Ne'eman, the God of Geula Shleima, the ultimate redemption, V'Hallel LaHashem, and praise to Hashem. But as we've said, Hallel means clarity, shining to Hashem. And so this is, again, such an amazing, amazing tefillah. This is a tefillah that's a key to the song, the essence of all songs, as Zohar HaKadosh says. And this is what we start Psukei DeZimra with every day. After we spoke Baruch Shamar, trying to understand the name of Yud Hei and Vav Hei, what it means, 10 different things, and the bracha over the praise that we're about to give Hashem, we start with one of the greatest praises ever. And I hope that as we say hodu, I hope you did. I know for me, look, if no one else gets anything from the shiurim, my davening's getting better. When I prepare the shiurim, and I've said the first quarter of hodu, I said gishmak. And now as I prepare this, the second quarter of hodu, personally, I hope for me will be amazingly inspired. The deep, deep Torahs. And now we're starting to see why, you know, by the real Mevakshi Hashem, the Psuke de Zimra, takes a long, long time. So we're just working on it piece by piece. Hashem should just help us that we'll be zocheh to see the whole world sing and to see nature.